This is Zach.
Hey, Zach, is this better now? Live here?
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, hey, guys, sorry about that. I don't know what was going on.
Oh, no, it looks like this was something at my end. So, you know, I'm calling from the office line now, and it should be better. So Zach, were you busy with something? I mean, are you working on something?
Yeah, I'm always working on that, so just no worries. It's all good. I'm pretty used to just taking calls and putting things on pause and coming back to them. That's sort of what I do all day, so it's all good.
All right, thank you. I'll just try and make this quick. So I just wanted to, you know, we haven't had a chance to recircle after, you know, the conversation we had, I think early last week or something, or probably even, you know, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I think you're getting a call from someone from Clio, you mentioned, and they probably happen to have the same name as me or something.
Yeah, you know, I thought maybe I'd put them in my phone, like by accident, under your name, but that wasn't the case. So I assume the salesperson has the same name as you because they show up, yeah, under Clive Love. So I thought, yeah, that's weird. So, you know, every time they call, I'm thinking, well, shoot, you know, I hope that's not Clive because I actually want to talk to him. But, you know, they keep calling me and bugging me because I used a demo of their product just to see if I could get billings out with it as a temporary thing for a couple months here. And, you know, that wasn't really working. So, but they don't like to take no for an answer, a lot of these companies. So they like to keep calling.
Okay. Well, sorry about the confusion. I mean, this may be the Truecaller or, you know, some sort of, you know, this technology that picks up names automatically. But anyway, so, you know, so Zach, did you get a chance to, you know, sleep over this and, you know, talk to your wife about the, I think this was your partner or your wife you want to discuss this with, right, as far as the proposal is concerned?
Yes, and we did get a chance to kind of sit down, you know, do some math on, you know, basically how much money we're sitting on in hours and, you know, just sort of go over everything, pros and cons of all this. And, you know, at first we were kind of, well, she was really sitting at a pretty hard no just because of the cost, you know, and it took her kind of a minute to warm up to the idea. But I think over the weekend and I just kind of made it more and more clear, you know, through what I was dealing with and, you know, shed some light on some of the, basically the amount of hours that I was missing out on and sometimes going over our authorizations and everything else that happens for me, you know, literally just wasting money. And she's on board now. You know, she's okay with it. She just, you know, she really doesn't want to see me get in a situation now. With the state now that, you know, all the authorizations that they're sending out now have a 6-month expiration limit. And, you know, that's terrifying to someone like her who sees me with authorizations sitting from October that still haven't been submitted, you know, it's so.
Then I think on top of that, I mean, that's positive news. And, you know, thank you for, you know, kind of bringing me in on it. And I'm glad to hear that your wife is, you know, kind of getting to terms with it. For lack of a better term. So I think you're going to be saving a bit of, you know, money on subscriptions as well, right? I mean, I think you're paying something to Notion, or are you using their free software at this time?
Oh, yeah, no, I've been paying to, you know, Notion. I've been trying so many different softwares. It's like, what, I just had one with Practice Panther, which was one of those attorney softwares, and those are always very pricey. Those are, you know, $60 a month, if not more. I think that one actually was $79. So, I mean, some of these are pretty pricey programs, and, you know, none of them really do exactly what I want them to do. I'm always settling with, you know, some kind of weird workaround with whatever I'm using. So, and, you know, I've got multiple of these things going at once. So,
I think it's more like it's either a one-time investment versus a cost in the long run that you keep paying for as long as you go, right? So I mean that's one aspect of thinking about it, because at this time even, I mean, you're spending money. It's just that you're paying it on a monthly basis, so it doesn't come off hard on the pocket, doesn't dent your pocket. And then, you know, to sweeten the pot, I think I did mention this last time. I mean, if finances are a problem, and, you know, while I've tried to give you the absolute best price possible, I mean, I don't know if you've shopped this around or if you've got a comparison But I think you're pretty comfortable with the price I gave you. And, you know, at my end, I can guarantee you, you know, the kind of pricing I've given you, I wouldn't probably give this a second time, right? And then just to kind of help you with the finances as well and try and make this possible for you know, I gave you a more like a payment plan as well, whereby, you know, if you want to get started sooner than later and kind of right off the bat, we could use, you know, a 50-50, you know, split on the payment. You could get started with us at 50% of the total, and then, you know, once you look at the designs and once we're probably halfway through, that's where you can go ahead and you can make the balance. So did you have the opportunity to discuss this proposition with your wife as well?
Yes, and that was, I think, something that also helped her, you know, nudge her in the right direction was being able to, you know, split the payments. That really makes a difference because, you know, we've been so worried about taxes, even though we actually got, you know, it's very good timing because we just heard about an hour ago on that situation, and we're all good there. So, you know, that's all taken care of, and we really didn't end up owing anything that we didn't think we would. So everything worked out perfectly. We were just worried about surprises in that department, being as, you know, we just started the business out again, you know, getting married, but filing jointly, you know, all this stuff is new stuff to us. So, you
Were
know,
you able to get
we
your
want to make
registration
sure we
out at
work
the
it.
right time? I mean, I think today's the last day for
Yeah.
filing, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, we got an extension, and but we got,
Okay.
they have all our paperwork, and we didn't actually have to end up making a payment, but they let us know today, so it really was down to the wire. But you know, if we had to, we could have put down an estimate of what we would have had to pay. So.
Right. I think you mentioned last time this was kind of one roadblock. You know, kind of connected with you know, you starting out with the software as well. So, all right, that's good news as well. I mean, everything's moving on in the right direction. So, what do you say? I mean, are you guys still feeling some sort of trigger shy? Because, you know, I've been in this situation a lot of times, and you know, sometimes you need that extra, you know, either an extra push or you need an extra leap of faith to be able to, you know, kind of press the buzzer and get this going. So do you say that now that you've spoken to your wife, shall we get this going? So, you know, probably by say even before the end of this month, we probably can show you the designs and you know, move this to the next step. So as far as the payments are concerned, by the way, the second payment, now that we are looking at we're halfway through April, the month of April, I think the second payment is not going to be due until the next month, just so you know. So if that kind of adds a bit of a relief to, you know, stretching out the payments.
Okay, yeah, and that's the only thing is I'm going to have to see here because I am waiting on a payment from the state that would actually cover the total of it. I probably have I have to check. I'm not really totally sure that I have enough to give you the first 50% or not to start it out. I'm good. I'm really close. I just don't know if I'm right there or not, especially with, you know, just surviving for the rest of the month. And I know my wife's going out of town, and so she might be needing some money and all that.
Okay.
But I should have a payment coming in. I billed it on the 17th of last month, and so it usually comes in. It's about 35 days right now, 30 days. So I should get a notification any day. Usually comes by email that the state's going to transfer that money over. And then, yeah, that'll just be right in my account. And that it's two billings, so it should cover, you know, the total cost, really. And I can either put down all of it or half of it then, and then give you the rest when the time comes, type thing.
Oh, awesome. So, okay, so it looks like you have it figured already at your end, which is great. So,
Yeah,
do
I
you.
mean, I'm pretty. I do have one question on that though. I was wondering if one thing would be possible or not, and this is something that my wife brought up too because she knows me very well, and she knows, and it might be something for the future because I do know this is, you know, additional stuff. So I kind of have two questions here, and they go in completely opposite directions. One is about added functionality, and I'm curious if this is something that's even possible for the future. And this, you know, like I said, could be a second iteration thing, third iteration. But do you guys have the possibility of adding something like stylus support for notes in the future, for example? You guys know I
Sorry, what
love
do you
using
call that again?
that e-ink
Stylus
stuff.
support?
Less stylus support, like
Oh,
being able to
stylus.
use
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, stylus support could be built in. I mean, it's a custom software at the end of the day, right? So, like I mentioned to you, as far as scaling the software is concerned, there's no limitations at all. So, we'll be using open source technologies and open source frameworks for building the application. So, anytime in the future you want to add more, features to it, which could be in any direction, the stylus support or adding some more features to the actual function of the application. All of that is going to be doable as long as it's logically possible. They won't have any kind of technical bottlenecks attached to it, right? However, of course,
Okay.
they, while we are discussing it, I think it's fair for me to mention that, they will come at an extra cost of development. But yes, whenever you want to add them in the future, when the first version becomes stable, we can always look towards, adding more features to it, making any kind of integrations to your QuickBooks or other softwares you want to integrate to it to kind of automate one more step of the process for you. All of that is doable.
Okay. And then on that note, as far as integrations and all that, you mentioned before that it would be using Amazon Web Services most likely for cloud storage.
That's right. Yep.
Now, how much do you normally get for, like, say, like a 500 gigabytes or a terabyte of cloud storage? How much do you normally end up having to pay, for a month of using that with an application?
Well,
Or is that
500
even enough?
gigabytes, it's actually quite a lot. But just for a prudent estimate for it, I think once you reach that storage limit, I think you'd be, granted that they charge on a pay-as-you-use basis. So something like that is going to cost you about $150 with them. But that's when you reach the 500 gigabytes storage limit.
Okay, gotcha. So that's
Okay.
pretty, but that's pretty far up there. So you don't think, day-to-day application using this kind of app, I would need that much.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, $200. The last time I saw a bill for $200 was when a client had about probably about 15,000 or even more users on the application, and it was more of a utility application that people were using on a daily basis, right? And that's when you can
Okay.
accrue a bill like that. But otherwise, I think so. The first, they give you a free tier. So AWS is a free tier. With most of the resources that are going to be used with hosting an app like yours. So, say about the first $20 to $30 is covered by them. And then from there, they charge you. I think in the first few months, you shouldn't be looking at paying more than, I think, a maximum $20 a month. But,
Oh, wow. Okay.
just between you and me, I think let's keep that figure to $40, but that's just a safe side figure. It doesn't, so I can honor
Right.
that, and it doesn't lay flat once we get the application deployed. But $20, I think, is going to be more than enough, unless, of course, in the future when you have a lot of data that's stored onto their servers.
Okay, great.
$200, you're already getting there.
Okay, great. Because I do have a lot of, I got a lot of documents on, like, Google Drive and whatnot that I sometimes try to access, and I know that it might be more, I guess, just financially responsible to try to keep those on Google Drive. And then I was wondering, can you sort of use the app to just connect to Google Drive to try to access it that way instead of just dumping it all into the Amazon Web Services and paying the high cost? You know what I mean? Does that make any sense at all?
I think it does. The only thing we'd have to look at is whether Google Drive, since it's a, you know, it again is a third party integration, it's a third
Right.
party software. We'd have to see whether they offer a similar integration to AWS servers or not. And that's something that honestly I
Okay,
don't have an
gotcha.
answer to right off the bat, but I'll try and see.
That's okay.
In any case, we'll find you an alternative. So if it doesn't work out with Google Drive, you can simply export your data from Google Drive and transfer that over to a more flexible kind of storage system, and we could connect that with
Perfect.
AWS if that is a cheaper option to go with rather than keeping it all on the AWS.
Perfect. Yeah, and that's great. Yeah, it doesn't have to be Google Drive by any means. I have no attachments, so yeah, that's great. Okay. I guess the only well, yeah, I think that all sounds great. The only other thing my wife was curious if I really needed the, you know, document management system. And, you know, the thing on that is I was hoping maybe, you know, she doesn't really understand when I try to explain this to her what a, you know, kind of document management system would look like. And I've tried to show her through Notion and these things. She's not very tech savvy, and she doesn't really get that part of the job that I need access to this kind of stuff. I need to keep notes on specific files and, you know, just what that really entails.
Yeah, it's all about keeping everything in one place. Yeah.
Exactly. Quick access and, you know, just organization, really. But I was wondering if you guys had any kind of, you know, example of something even sort of, even, you know, just slightly familiar in any sense that you maybe made in the past that I could kind of, you know, just download and show her or, you know, something like that as an example.
I mean, if you want to show her the feature we've spoken about, the document feature, probably mm-hmm. the only a couple projects I can think of. One of them is for, you know, this labor union in Alaska. It's one of the largest labor unions in Alaska. I don't know if I've spoken about this project with you before or not, but it's called the Totem Association, and it's for educational personnel. So anyway, so on their application that's deployed on the app stores, we have a feature whereby the admins can send out documents over the, you know, documents that, you know, they need the members to fill out, or any kind of announcement documents or any kind of packets they want to send out for onboarding and stuff. They could do that via the application using the admin's dashboard to push that, and then, you know, the user side can actually receive it, and it sits there on that repository for them. But that I mean, that probably may be rather confusing for you and your wife when you look at it. But nevertheless, I can go ahead and, you know, give you guys a walkthrough on that. That probably would be remotely similar to the kind of function we discussed, albeit not too close.
Okay. I think something, yeah, you know, anything at all just for where she can see, you know, even if it's just very advanced, because I'd like to see this too, just, you know, because I just want to see stuff you guys have designed, really, more than anything as a part of this. But she would like to just understand the concept. But, you know, I don't know if she will, but just seeing something that she knows she won't understand but knows I need is going to be acceptable, I think. You know, as long as she gets to that point, and she said that, basically, you know, if it makes sense that you need it, I get it. But, you know, because this is basically coming out of our probably vacation money, so she's very much involved. Yeah. More than what usually would be the case.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah. I mean, it's great, yeah, keeping your wife in the loop of this, and, you know, financial decisions, sure, amongst other decisions, should be made with your partner. So I'm 100% with you on that. As far as the portfolio is concerned, I mean, I can show you a lot of portfolio. I can send that to your email as well, just to kind of give you an idea, a general idea of the quality of work we do too, and, you know, especially the design and everything. For the Totem itself, this specific application, the only thing I need to confirm is with the client if she would allow me to go ahead and get the access. I can still give you, you know, the link to the Play Store. The only problem is, you know, they have their documents and they have their chats and other, you know, other correspondence going on in the live application now that the app is, you know, actually live and, you know, they have all the members in there. That's the only contention, and I don't want to do this without her permission, of course. So give me, like, until tonight, and if it's possible, I'll send you the link to their, you know, their application, so you can download it to your Android or your iOS phone, and I'll give you, you know, a set of credentials that could at least allow you to get in there, log into the application, and then be able to look at the documents feature, so that you can see how the documents are, you know, functioning inside that little space.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And, you know, I know I totally get that. And, you know, especially with them probably knowing that I'm a private investigator, they definitely might not be okay with that. So I totally understand if they're not. It's totally acceptable and fine. If you guys need me to sign anything that says, you know, like an NDA about it, I also don't mind doing that, because, you know, I don't want to give you guys much extra work here, because it's not, you know, I don't want it to be that big of a deal. But it definitely would be beneficial for me and my situation here.
Right. Thank you for understanding. Let me try and see if she's available right now, the client, you know, with Totem. And if she can allow this, I'll just go ahead and, you know, send you the credentials as soon as possible. So you'd be able to, you know, probably be able to show your wife around the application probably tonight or even tomorrow if that's possible. I'll be on my toes with this, and I'll try and get this to you as soon as possible. Do you need the other
Okay,
portfolio as
perfect,
well? Do
man.
you want to look at a few other applications we've done?
Yeah, I would love that, just personally, just to be able to go through stuff. I've gone through your guys' website, and it all looks really sleek. I just, I might see something from one application, and maybe I can, mention it to you guys down the line for this one. Say, hey, is this something we could, can we use this style, or, this is something like that for the UI or whatever, especially if you guys still have the assets or make it easier, speed things up.
Yeah, that's perfectly normal with us. I mean, so yeah, let me just go ahead and send some portfolio over. You could look at it at your convenience. All right, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think we've not had this process together where whereby you get to see some work we've done. I think I did show you a couple of mock-ups, but honestly, probably that was all. So let me send you something in more detail as far as the portfolio is concerned. And then if you want me to kind of walk you through them or, take the applications for a spin together, we could do that as well.
Okay, great, great. And then, like I said, the only other thing here is just waiting on finances. I will sit down with my wife though tonight, and I will go through, what she needs for her upcoming trips, and what we have sitting in the bank, and what's expendable. And I sh like I said, no matter what, I should have that those billings coming in here in the next. Let's see, from the 17th, so 30 to 35 days is the state's average right now for payments. So really, anytime around the 17th, I think it's the 15th today. So yeah, we're getting there. But as soon as that comes in, I should be good to go, if nothing else, if not sooner.
All right, that sounds awesome. So I think yeah, let's wait for a few more days since we waited for, we've had this discussion for all this time. I think it's best to wait a couple more days so you can get your things figured at your end. And in the meantime, I mean, accept the portfolio. If you guys need anything else, your wife has something to look at, or you guys would like some more due diligence, just let me know. I mean, I'll be more than happy to, assist you guys in whatever ways possible to conduct your prudence and to conduct your due diligence. And I absolutely look forward to working with you.
Awesome. I do too. Thank you so much, Clive. I
All right.
appreciate you. Appreciate all your help in all this. It's been awesome, and I really look forward to working with you on the app. This is going to be good. It's going to be
Oh, it's
fun.
my pleasure. It's going to be great, that I can tell you. All right. So it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for your time, Zach. Unless you have anything else for me, I'll let you go for now and get in contact with Totem and try and send you some portfolio over tonight before I leave for the day. Does that work?
Okay. Sounds good, Clive. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you for your
All
time
right.
again.
Hey, thank
I'll
you,
let
man.
you go back to your work. All right. Have a good one.
Yeah. All right. You too. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
you.